Thank you for calling XVL Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Sandra. I just got a call to call you back. It was related to an install that didn't happen today.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have the phone number associated with the order?
Yep, 517-230-4381.
And that's 517-230-4381.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Let me place you on hold while the system locates that order for you. Hello, ma'am.
Oh, yes. What was the question? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, ma'am. I just came back. I was just going to inform you that it takes longer for the system to locate your order with your phone number. And I just wanted to thank you for holding.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my gosh. What a day.
The system is there trying to locate that order for you, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. Ma'am, while I'm waiting on the system to locate your order, where did you purchase your item from? Best Buy or Home Depot?
Best Buy.
Okay. Now, did they ever provide you with an order number that starts with 112?
Let me check. Just a second. Don't see it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's fine. The system is still trying to locate it with your phone number. I just wanted to ask. And you stated that you had an install today, but it didn't happen?
Yeah. It's absurd. Let me put you on speaker just a second.
Oh, and the system just
located.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, the system just located your order for me. Can you verify your name and address?
Yep, Carlene Catala, 2890 Green Acres in Mullican, Michigan.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. And it shows that this is a Best Buy order. And you say that your order install did not happen today, and they asked you to call back.
I just got a voicemail that said the same, like what I'm telling you. It was a voicemail from your company that said, please call us at this number to talk about this, or to confirm that the install didn't happen. I don't know.
Okay, let me flesh on a brief. Yes, ma'am. Let me place you on a brief hold. Pull up some notes here on the order for you to better assist you. Thank you for holding for me, ma'am. And it doesn't have any notes here in the order. The only notes that they have in the order for today, I'm stating that Best Buy canceled the install.
Yeah,
did you have an install schedule for an oven?
Yeah, they came out. So this is what really happened. Like the Best Buy salesperson came out. They measured our wall oven. Like we have one that you stick in the wall. he said, yeah, this one, order this one, it will fit. We paid $2,000 at Best Buy. The installer, your installer, came out 2 days ago. He said the oven is not going to fit. And then he said, okay, I'll see you Thursday to install it. We'll see. He comes out today, pulls our trim off of our oven, wall oven, and then says it's not going to fit. So he left and is taking the product, the oven, back to Best Buy. So just a
Okay.
colossal waste of time all around.
Yes, ma'am. Now he's taking your product back to Best Buy, you stated.
I sure hope he is. I think that's what he said he was doing.
Okay, 'cause he didn't put any notations here on the order. Let me see if I can get in touch with the tech service and get you some information. Because if he
Okay.
was taking that back, he was supposed to call us and we needed to fill out some information for him. Let me see if I can get in touch with him. And you did receive a phone call stating that to contact us to verify your install didn't take place because Best Buy has placed your order in cancel status.
Yeah, like he just left. I got the text message right before I just called you, and he just left like 10 minutes ahead of that. So this just
Okay, let me,
happened like.
yes, ma'am. Let me see if I can get in touch with him. Let me place you on a brief hold.
Okay.